USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Law enforcement personnel in Poway, California, say they've detained a person who killed one person at a synagogue. KFMB TV reporter Brandon Lewis tells us several people have been wounded.
Now, what we understand is the man opened fire and hit multiple people, including a rabbi, according to witnesses, who was hit in the hand. Deputies say the injuries range in intensity. The suspect then apparently drove west on Rancho Bernardo Road past the 15, where he was later arrested.
One little girl was reportedly shot in the leg. Mayor Steve Voss says this is shaping up to be a hate crime.
His motive was clearly antipathy for the Jewish faith.
The synagogue was holding a Passover celebration at the time. Police investigating the bombings in Sri Lanka have raided what was believed to be a safe house for Muslim extremists. 15 people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Police say an Iraq war veteran deliberately drove into a group of pedestrians in Sunnyvale, California, because he thought they were Muslims. Santa Clara County Prosecutor Jay Boyarski.
There is very appalling and disturbing evidence that at least one or two of these victims were targeted based on the defendant's view of what their race or religion may have been.
Two crane operators and two people inside cars were killed when a construction crane fell in Seattle. KIRO reporter Didi San.
We know that two of the people who were killed were operating the crane. They were crane operators. And two others killed were people in vehicles who were driving along this road. We know that the two people who were killed were in separate vehicles. Now we know that six cars were crushed by this crane, two of them extremely severely.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $10 million for information on the global terrorist organization, Lebanese Hezbollah. John Clemens reports.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah mechanisms for global terrorists.
I'm John Clemens.
Passengers in a vehicle's back seat could be more at risk of death or serious injury than those up front. Here's more on the story from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says people sitting in the back seat often lack as many sufficient protections as their front seat counterparts. The study finds poorly constructed seat belts are leading to serious injury and sometimes death. The belt pre-tensioners that tighten the belt right before a collision and allow enough room to mitigate injury were found to be insufficient in the back seats. Injuries in crash tests included chest injuries due to the belt being too tight and head injuries from hitting the front seat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.